Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been reporting lately on the housing affordability crisis in America, and the issue literally hits close to home for our next guest. Jillian Johnson is a city councilwoman and the mayor pro tem of Durham, North Carolina, and she's trying to put a dent in the city's rising home prices by turning the once empty lot next to her house into a duplex. She posted this video of a tractor clearing dirt in her yard last month. The three-bedroom units will be affordable for people who make 80% of the area's median income. Jillian, councilwoman, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And it looks like you just broke ground on this project. Tell me more. What were you thinking? What's the plan?
Yeah, so I own this piece of property for about 15 years. It came with my house when I bought my house, and my neighborhood's become a lot more expensive in the time that I've lived there. And I wanted to put the land to good use for the neighborhood. So I decided to build a duplex there.
We've been having conversations with people around the country about building affordable housing. And the takeaway for me is that it's very hard to do. And here you are building a duplex in your backyard, essentially. What kind of hurdles have you faced doing this?
So I live in a historic district. That was the first kind of regulatory hurdle that I had to figure out. And I think it's really good for me as a city official to see the process from the outside and see what folks have to go through in order to do a project like this. Part of the reason that nothing had ever been built on the lot before is the topography. It has kind of a steep slope in the back. And so we've had to design the house and also do quite a bit of grading and site work in order to accommodate that slope.
And it's not like you're a developer, so this is all new to you.
No, I honestly have no idea what I'm doing.
But you're doing it.
But I'm doing it, exactly. No, I mean, I brought folks in to help me out. There are folks out digging up my yard right now, getting the pilings in for the foundation. So it's fun to watch.
The obvious question is, how do you pay for this?
Yeah, I'm going into a lot of debt.
Really?
Yep, I'm borrowing the money and hoping that the rent will break even. On the debt, but I'm relying on appreciation. I live in a gentrifying neighborhood. Homes have been appreciating very quickly, so I don't, even if I subsidize the rent a little bit, I don't think I'll lose money in the long term.
Well, and how are you approaching this? Is it as an investment in which you hope to make money, or is it as something that you're doing sort of for the public good? And if you don't make money, that would be okay with you.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating making money. My goal is to break even, but given the way costs have escalated over the course of the project, it's likely that keeping the rent at 80% of AMI will not allow me to break even, at least in the beginning. And I'm okay with that. That's a commitment that I made to ensure that it's affordable, and I'm going to carry through with that regardless.
So for people who are not familiar with Durham, this is home to Duke University. It's part of North Carolina's Research Triangle. But it's also been a working class city over the years. Can you just explain how much the need is and how much of an affordability crisis the city's been facing?
Sure. It's pretty severe. We recently passed a $95 million housing bond to try to put a dent in the issue.
Just last month, right?
Just last month, exactly. The voters approved it by an over 70% margin. So that was really exciting for us to see how much our community really cares about affordability and about making a difference. Our biggest issue, is growth. And it's both a blessing and a curse. We have had a lot of people moving to our community over the last 20 years, and we are seeing a lot of development, but it hasn't been enough. And of course, most of the housing that we're seeing being built is, luxury apartment complexes, housing that most folks who have lived in Durham for a long time or lower income people who are moving to Durham can't afford. And my neighborhood, there are several new apartment complexes within a mile of my home that have been built in the last few years where the rents are incredibly high for Durham.
And you've got this $95 million affordable housing bond, so that may help. But, on the other hand, not everybody can build one of these duplexes in their backyard, and it's just two units that you're doing.
Exactly.
Do you expect to make much of a difference with this project? Is that the goal?
No. I mean, I think that it's important for everyone to do what they can. This is a very small project. It's not going to change my neighborhood. It's not going to change Durham, but it is it's being a part of the solution. And that's what I want to do, what I want to model, and what I want everyone in our community to try to do, whether that's providing affordable units, providing donations to our Affordable Housing Trust Fund, being an advocate in the community for housing affordability. I think we are going to need all of that moving forward.
That's Jillian Johnson. She is a councilwoman and mayor pro tem of Durham, North Carolina, also taking a stab at developing affordable housing literally in her own backyard. Jillian, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.